And now, a podcast 1289 minisode, Lenny Riefenstahl's Space Vault, the Area 51 frantic caller.
Anyway, Mikey.
Oh, wait. Really, though, yeah. Whisk is a movie with Shaq in it, right?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, let's go.
All right. Game on.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the newest installment of Podcast 1289. I'm one of your many hosts, Jesse. Today, we've got the usual particulars. We've got Dan.
Hey, everybody.
We've got Classic Mike.
Homestyle Mike.
I love that.
It sounds like something you would order at Waffle House. Yeah, can I get these eggs smothered and a side of Homestyle Mike? Thanks. Okay, that'll be 42 cents.
42 cents.
And then back with us today, we've got the holy trinity of guest stars on Podcast 1289. We've got the one, the only, we've got Grant.
Holy Ghost Grant.
As opposed to holy shit, Jesse. We've got everybody's favorite nihilist next to Herzog, of course. We've got John.
Hi.
Zero.
Don't speak backwards.
Yes, and...
John is a masker of backmasking.
Can you name some of your previous employment positions? I was a backmasker.
You ever heard Paul is dead man, miss him? That was me.
That was me. You tell someone, you met me. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
And then we've got from my my own home state, my garbage state of New Jersey, we've got the one, the only, Chef Bagels, everybody.
What's cooking, people?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. Never going away. Never going away.
I love it.
Just get used to it.
All right. Today on Podcast 1289, we're going to be doing something special. We've never done this before. We're actually going to be doing an internet collaboration with one of our fellow shows in the Pottern family, Secret Transmission. They invited us to weigh in on a topic that they've recorded. And if you're listening to this, you've most likely just listened to their portion. But they're talking about an incident in 1997 where a man called into the popular paranormal / conspiracy / unexplained radio talk show Coast to Coast AM. And this guy called in claiming that he was a former employee of Area 51, and he had a warning for America and perhaps for mankind. And then something very strange happened in the course of that call, and we are going to be talking about that today, the Coast to Coast AM Area 51 frantic caller. So, gentlemen, let's pull up the link to this.
So everyone's got their Area 51 frantic caller on.
No frantic caller.
That sounds like a really shitty, like, sex position, like you'd hear about in, like, sixth grade. Like, oh, yeah, man, holy shit, you heard about the strawberry shortcake, right? Well, dude, I gotta tell you about this thing. They only do it down in Mexico. It's called the frantic caller.
You just shout into someone's ass.
I've done that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 1997, syndicated talk show host Art Bell received a frantic call from a man claiming to have worked in Area 51.
Dun, dun, dun.
Art Bell was always called first in roll call.
The call does not appear to be a hoax. Instead, it has an eerie... spelled eerie wrong.
Eerie.
The call was immediately knocked off the air. Could it be that the government or the aliens silenced him to keep the people from knowing their plans?
I love how aliens is in quotations.
You be the judge. I want to be Judge Reinhold. Here we go.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hello, Art.
Hi. No, this is Donna.
I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look.
Sounds like a guy getting a wedgie.
Yeah, it was stressful back there.
Have you gotten a wedgie, Jesse? Those suck.
Yeah, dude.
And I gave myself one once when I was 10. That was a mistake.
About a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country.
You mean to tell me this guy was a running man?
They're gonna they'll triangulate on the...
Triangulate is such a bullshit conspiracy word.
Take a good look at Dealey Plaza here. You know, you got a sniper behind the knoll. You got someone on the second floor of the Daltex building with a triangulation of fire.
Sometimes I'm taking a nap at work and my boss triangulates on me.
All right, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Wonder what kind of benefits working at Area 51 has.
Well, then a black site? Probably pretty cush, I'd say.
It's like, we got a shitload of LSD left over from MK Ultra, so have at it.
They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming.
Disasters.
The military. I'm sorry. The government knows government. About them.
I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Hooked on Phonics.
He's talking about the some impending disasters.
Oh, something bad's gonna happen in the future? Well, you are batting a thousand, my friend.
Bobby! Art, the ice is gonna break! You can save him!
My favorite thing is he's trying to warn AM radio listeners.
Yes.
Well.
Discharge.
All right, so the transmission just cut. Now it's back, and now cut out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Daft Punk blocked the transmission? I'm really into this music.
Now the backup system is up and running. Now it took about half a minute to a minute to get that back up.
The government or...
I don't know.
Damn, Arpel just got sassy with that dude.
You hear... Now you tell me because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a
is it Brian Posehn on the line now?
I'm trying to see, like, hear if they actually sound... actually bothered, or like they sound like it's acting, you know?
Art Bell doesn't sound like anything. He has no emotion in his voice.
You cannot ruffle Art Bell. He has seen some shit.
15, 20 seconds, I'd say.
Oh, you guys missed... You really missed a call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it.
I don't know. My first impression of this, and we can go around the table here on what our individual thoughts are on this, but Cliff Notes for me is... If there wasn't the transmitter drop, I would just say this is bullshit. I mean, this just sounds like anyone getting on the phone, like,
they're gonna wipe out the population centers are, and I peed my pants. And...
Are you that scared?
No, I'm into weird shit, but listen.
But the one thing that I think maybe we should make like maybe a mini-sode about, like do a little bit of a Radiolab investigation here, a little This American Life. Let's try and get a hold of some people that would be able to tell us if that particular transmitter went down at that day and time that Art Bell says it does on the show.
Yeah, I'd love to know, like, exactly more about that, because I'd like to know if, like, you can actually jam a transmission, like, stuff like that.
Of course, haven't you fucking seen Spaceballs?
No, that documentary was great, yeah.
Yeah, you ever seen Lenny Riefenstahl's Spaceballs?
The fact that that rhymes makes me hate you for it even more.
Blame yeah. The Criterion Collection.
Moving on, so Classic Mike, what are your thoughts?
No, I'm just thinking he dropped some serious Lucy, and now it's starting to peak. He actually works at Century 21, so he thinks he's an agent for Area 51.
Yeah, he's like, Art, I gotta tell you something, I work for Area 51. Dude, you don't work in Area 51, you're listening to Blink 182, you don't...
What do you think, John, about the transmission?
I think Alex Jones was practicing his act.
I got something to tell you, Art.
I love you.
I want to make a man out of your heart.
What if this was actually Glenn Beck?
Oh, I would buy that. Yeah, that does sound like Glenn Beck panicking.
He does cry a lot. That's true.
Yeah. He didn't invoke Godwin's law once, so it can't be Glenn Beck.
Bagels, what did you think about the transmission?
It's tough because that whole transmitter going down is kind of sketch. But honestly, I think that there might be like an War of the Worlds.
H.G. Wells, yeah.
H.G. Wells.
Yeah, I'm begging H.G. Wells.
Yeah, I haven't read it in a long time. All I remember is I had this great copy where the aliens were getting drunk.
That was E.T.
Anyway.
E.T. gets drunk?
Yeah, E.T. gets drunk. He drinks a six-pack of Coors.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, E.T. drinks Coors?
Well, he didn't choose to. It's just what was there.
Yeah, but he should know better.
He got stranded on fucking Earth, asshole.
He should know piss when he sees it.
What about you, Dan?
I'm with you guys. Like, I think the only thing that gives this any water is the transmitter going down, and like I know we're gonna delve into a little bit more, but when it cuts out and then he cuts back in, like,
that's kind of like what happened with Max Headroom when he broke in the first time, when the sports dude.
What if it is Max Headroom?
That would fucking rule.
But
something just hit me about this whole fucking thing, because I don't think this is real. I think this is an elaborate stunt, but it just hit me, and I don't know if this is actually possible. I used to have a copy of, like, the Anarchist Cookbook, like, way back in the day. I got off, like, Napster or something like that.
Nice.
And a lot of people don't realize most of that book was about phone phreaking, which was just, like, phone hacking and shit like that. I wonder if this guy did something like that to just add credence. Like, maybe that's how he could, quote-unquote, take down the transmitter. By doing something fucked up to the phone line, sending it to him. And then he's like, yo, I'm going to get these motherfuckers. They're going to think it's creepy as hell.
But it wasn't just the phone line. Their main power generator shut off and their backup system kicked in.
He did say something about a backup generator. You are right. That's true.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, he would not only have to have most likely analog hacked the phone line, because this was pre-digital phone lines, he would have also had to literally hack into Art Bell's studio's electrical power and shut it off so an automatic backup generator goes on.
What does anybody think about this being possibly a radio stunt?
That's what I'm saying with the whole, you know, it was a big stunt when Wells did War of the Worlds, and I think that this is kind of one of those things where it's like publicity, but I mean, how many viewers did he have? Like 40?
No. Coast to Coast AM was legendary by this point in several circles. But I mean, I get what you're saying about the War of the Worlds thing. But then again, also, Orson Welles didn't cause the power in Grover's Mill to go out and then the emergency backup generators kick in.
Did just the transmitter go out or did the power go out? Because if the power went out, it could have been a surge or, you know, whatever.
I imagine it was just the power to the transmitter, because on the recording that we listened to, you don't really hear them say anything about, like, oh, the lights went out, the power went out. It's just the transmitter went out, and now we're on a backup generator. That sounds even scarier, because that sounds like, okay, well, then whatever this was specifically only targeted the power to that transmitter. It did not affect the power inside the studio with the phone lines, the board to listen. The board didn't shut down. It didn't affect anything like that.
Art Bell even asked the guy, I was like, were you listening? You heard a really weird guy?
Yeah, so it sounds like he was not initially aware that they weren't transmitting anymore, which means it would have had to have been a localized attack on the power to that one transmitter. So that sounds even creepier, like the government was just like, should we shut him down? Yeah, just shut his transmitter off. Well, why not all the power? Listen, dude, budget cuts, man. One power source. That's what we can afford tonight.
My kid's got to get new teeth, all right? Shit's expensive. The dental plan here sucks.
Well, they have dental, but it comes with implants that track you.
My friend Todd works down at Area 48. They're not getting dental for another 9 months.
Todd, you got there. Going there.
All right, definitely creepy. Something we're going to have to pick up with later.
Yeah, we're going to look into that transmitter. Now, there is a piece of credence to the skeptic's argument in this, because at some point after...
It was about a year later.
It was about a year later, a guy called back saying he was the dude that we just listened to, and that it was all just a joke. So, let's go to that next link. Everyone cue it up.
On September 11th, 1997, a man called in. Hey, that went too quick. On April 28th, 1998, the guy calls back and confesses.
The East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
It sounded like Mike for a minute.
You didn't disconnect me before, did you?
Were you on earlier tonight?
No, not. Towards the end of the last hour, you said, East of the Rockies, you're on the air, and your voice was immediately replaced by the operator saying, your party has not connected.
Well, see, as you can now tell, I don't screen calls. So
the one guy that should be screening his calls.
Yes.
You have weird people call you for a living, dude. That's your cash crop, my friend.
So that occurs, obviously, sometimes I go to a line and It's dead, nobody's there, and that's what's happened. You know, we're on the cusp there. Anyway, I'm glad you made it back through.
Yeah, you got all my paranoia buttons running. I always get very nervous when I call you. I'm Brian. I hung up on you last week.
Oh, I see.
And I just figured, damn the torpedoes. I'll just do this and let the chips fall where they will.
All right.
Everybody, I am the Area 51 caller. That's my statement.
He sounded like Butthead. That's my statement. Do the aliens have big thingies?
Area 51 caller.
Okay.
That part of the way through your spiel, the satellite went down.
I have no idea, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me that night.
So if you're this guy, did you bang up my generator?
You owe me about $6,000, motherfucker.
Your generator sucks.
If the call had been completed, it would have been ancient history by now.
Has it occurred to you, as Barbara Marx Hubbard suggested tonight, that perhaps, if you're really what you say you are, you created the reality of the rest of the situation and took down my satellite.
You took down my satellite.
Heebie-jeebies out of me because it means that what I was saying was somehow correct and it was fabrication kind of.
Yeah, you see, this is where I start to kind of call bullshit on the hoax theory, because this guy is like, Art Bell is even like, if this was a hoax. How did my transmitter go out? And he's just like,
I guess it was a coincidence.
I don't buy the argument of, it was a coincidence, because there's never been a disturbance like that. This show came out in 1984. From 84 to 97, nothing like that ever happened. And from 97 till now, 2016, nothing like that's happened since.
Please, I don't want you to ask me to do this. If I start doing that guy,
you're right about that. Now, that let's just take that little sample that you just gave.
Maybe he was a plant by the CIA to throw them all.
And we'll let the callers be the judge.
Okay.
All right.
I thank you for this opportunity. This has just been driving me bananas for months, and
Yeah, but Jesse, do you think this guy is... I'm not saying, like, okay, like, completely not saying, like, if the first call was a hoax, but is this guy the Area 51 caller? You know what I'm saying?
I think that this is kind of like when the dude claiming to be the Zodiac killer, Eric Weil, or Wheel.
Yeah.
I think it's like that when Eric Wheel called the Jim Dunbar show and said, I have headaches. Like, I don't think this is the same guy. Like I said, I don't buy the explanation that it was a coincidence, like, from 1984 to 1997. There was never a disturbance like this, and then from 97 till now, 2016, there hasn't been a disturbance like it since. And the one time that disturbance happens is when this guy is saying, I'm from Area 51 and I'm telling you things that I shouldn't be telling you.
Yeah, but how many times do you think Art Bell got a phone call saying, yo, I work at Area 51 and I'm telling you things I shouldn't be telling?
That's a very good question.
You know what I mean? And anyway, even shelving that, is this guy the same caller? Because I definitely think this guy is riding the coattails of the other guy.
Yeah, I get that vibe too. He's like too like, wow, you know, I never thought I'd be here, and thank you for this opportunity.
It's almost smug, isn't it? It's almost like, oh god, I got you so fucking good, Art Bell, didn't I?
I've ruined your evening a couple months back.
Yeah. You know, I really freaked out a bunch of people. I'm so cool. Like, fuck you, dude. I hope someone does triangulate on you.
Okay, so I guess the general consensus on here is that both phone calls sound like bullshit for a multitude of reasons, but the one thing that's left to be investigated is whether or not this transmitter actually went out. So we're going to look into the records for that, and then we're going to contact some experts in the field, radio frequency, transmission, etc., and find out, okay, this is the kind of disturbance that happened. What would you need to cause this disturbance? And if it can't be, like, done by amateurs, like, what kind of natural phenomena can do this?
Perhaps we can even talk to them about secret transmissions.
Fuck you.
That was really good. That was really good. It ties into it.
All right, so that's our two cents, which is pretty much like the equivalent of the peso to the dollar compared to other people's 2 cents.
The exchange value is low.
It's in euros.
It's in yen. That's our 2 yen.
But yeah, we're going to look into the transmitter, and we'll get back to secret transmission on that, hopefully with another segment pretty soon. But I think we got a little bit of a mystery here to solve, guys. That'll be another podcast, 1289 first. A little bit of investigative journalism.
We'll triangulate on that.
Please stop saying triangulate. Goddamn.
I can't.
Stop trying to make triangulate a thing. It's not going to happen.
Stop it. It's a thing that crazy people like to say when they want to sound official.
Just like sheeple and cuck.